Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Welcome to the Career Services podcast. You're speaking to Lerato Mokati, and I have Ntate Mojake Mutivi in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
I am very well. I mean, I'm a bit overwhelmed. I'm looking at your age here and all that you have done at this young age. I mean, we are practically the same age, but in the 27 years of your life, you've already accomplished so much in the student and affairs, right? You are now currently the student governance manager on the Bloemfontein campus.
Yes.
And also the youth ambassador to the board of directors at ENKA.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, at ENKA.
ENKA, yeah, right? Yeah. It's an NPO, right? Non-profit organization, yeah. And you also were the first person, if I'm not mistaken, to establish a CSRC elections on the South Campus.
Yeah.
So that's something like SRC.
Yeah, that was the first SRC.
Yeah, the first SRC. Hey, and the youngest executive member for South Campus as the acting head of student affairs.
Yep.
So the youngest executive, basically.
Yeah, I was the youngest executive member to the executive council at the South Campus.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
27 years. I mean, at 27, people are only starting their life then. And you already had accomplished this by 27.
Yeah.
Ah, man, you are a very important person to talk to. So tell us, how did you come to doing all of this? How did this happen?
I think for me, I'm a bit of a person that's too hard on myself in a good way. Okay. I challenge myself more.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to break status quo in many ways. And okay. I challenge myself to bring change that will allow others to also have a view or either be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And or other change their perspective that we still have access to certain things and that they are not for specific people, for older people. Yeah, so you just break the ruts that are there and the stereotypes that are there. That's
you're
what I challenge myself. Yeah.
Yes, man, that's good. So give us a little bit of your educational background.
Okay. I went to Brebner High School.
Okay.
Finished my matric there. Came to the University of the Free State. I studied BCom Economics.
Hmm.
And then I started doing, currently I'm doing postgraduate diploma in risk management.
Okay.
Yeah, with UNISA.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm currently busy with.
Okay. So why did you choose to transition from economics to student affairs? What made you make that decision to jump over?
I think my experience as a student leader was a quite interesting one.
Yeah.
You know, once you come to varsity, you do certain things to develop yourself. So I took opportunities of leadership in the student side of things to develop myself.
Yes.
But then in the midst of that, I found the passion of what I really want to do and what I'm really good at. So it's unfortunate I had to decline some offers corporate wise because I realized that this is my passion and this is what I want to do. I want to work in a space of developing students or young people, you know, offering them opportunities to, you know, either to change their lives or also to for them to find expression in the space, you know, be catalyst of fights against gender-based violence, social justices.
Yeah. Well, so I'm understanding what I'm hearing right now is you were headhunted.
Yeah, I had few offers, corporate-wise.
You know, that's a rare thing. Not a lot of people get headhunted. Meaning you're a big deal.
I try, because it all lies with the social capital you have. Because when I was a student, you meet different people.
Mm.
You avail yourself to certain spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work at the Faculty of EMS.
Mm.
I used to work at the main building when I was still a student.
Yeah.
During the launch of the current Facebook page and Instagram page.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've always availed myself many spaces. So you get to meet other people that see the light in you or that sees the potential.
The potential.
Yeah, and then you never know who you meet. So Hence my work ethic is you, whatever you do, give it your all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's how you do it.
Okay, so that means you had all the cards decked out on the table in front of you. Have
yeah.
you ever doubted the decision you've made to not go corporate and to stay in student affairs?
It has its days, to be honest. It has its days where I do doubt myself. Sometimes everyone, when it's out of pressure or it's out of when there's no growth in the space, and you ask yourself that, is this where you really need to be yet? Or you need to have explored the other avenue.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, but now my philosophy is whatever I get is not through my strength, it's through God. So
okay.
I just go wherever he says I go. So
come on now.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's how I roll.
Yeah. So how has your job changed your perspective of life?
It has a bit, you know. Mm. As I said, I worked so hard and I pushed myself a lot to be able to try to achieve certain things. For example, especially within my job, I work late. I'm the last one to leave. Mm. I always apply those principles, you know. And how it has changed my perspective also working with people, you start to realize that there are also other things outside of your job.
Yes.
You need to start building other relations outside of your job. You need to be human. Your mental health matters also in those process. And you learn that through engagement also with students. Because also students get overwhelmed too, you know, with whatever they could find themselves in. It doesn't make you immune, like, it doesn't make you very, you are also part of the process. You're also human. Those are things that you can also get. You know, burnout.
Yes.
Yeah, so after you start seeing that, it teaches you humanity. And that's what I get from people.
Yeah.
And through interactions, that you should also be human to yourself. And you shouldn't put so much pressure on yourself. And you learn that also by offering the service also to the students, which where my job lies.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you learn from that.
The grace that you give them, you should give it to yourself.
To yourself too.
Well.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So if you weren't doing this job, being a student governance manager.
Yeah.
What else would you be doing?
Ooh.
Anything in the world.
Anything in the world.
Yes.
I like to travel, so I think I would have explored a career in the space of traveling and seeing the world and interacting with people, changing perspective. But my other passion is, as I said, it's a space of social justice, community service, community engagement. That's my other passion. Hence, you'll note that I'm part of I'm the youth advisor to Enge. And yeah, so, and I met this Enge when I was a student leader in the space, and you are able to see the change and the impact that it has on different people around South Africa itself, because we work with you, the young people from different provinces. And when you see the impact that you do in their lives, it changes your perspective also to life, and also to the space that you are functioning from. Because if you are functioning from a space of privilege, it's your responsibility to share whatever that comes with that privilege. And I'm able to, that space allows me to do that. And that's why it's mine. I would have loved to do that if I was in a manager.
Full time. But you're already doing it. You're already living your dream.
In a way.
Well, thank you so much, sir. We have gotten to the last league of our questions. This is called the fire questions. Okay, it's the fire round, right?
Oh.
I'm going to ask you questions. You don't think about it. You don't take too long. Right? So the first thought that comes into your mind, you just spit it out.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to say, are you ready for fire questions? And you should respond by saying, fire away.
Okay.
Okay? So are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
I can't live without. Don't think too much about it. My secret weapon is?
My calmness.
Okay. I always have?
Money.
I will never
hurt anyone intentionally.
I hope.
I hope that everyone gets whatever they want from whatever they are doing.
Ah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We have reached the end of our interview. I had so much fun talking to you, sir. There's so much that I've learned. Thank you for coming to chat with us. I am sure that the students appreciate all the work that you do for them, even the late nights they don't even know about. I'm sure they appreciate. And good luck with your future endeavors, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And yeah, I hope people that are going to interface with us learn as much as they can from it. Thank you very much.
Even his closing is smart. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.